This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Political parties have intensified their efforts for the formation of a new government at the centre. BJP President JP Nadda held a meeting with senior party leaders at his residence in New Delhi. Union ministers and party leaders Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, Piyush Goyal, Prahlad Joshi, Mansukh Mandavia and Ashwini Vaishnav and BJP National General Secretary Tarun Chugh, along with other senior leaders, were present in the meeting. JDU Chief and Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar also held a meeting with party leaders at his residence in the national capital. The meetings came a day after National Democratic Alliance, NDA's constituent parties, unanimously supported Narendra Modi's name as the Prime Minister and the leader of the alliance. The NDA Parliamentary Party meeting is scheduled to be held tomorrow in New Delhi. Newly elected MPs of BJP, TDP, JDU, LJPR, Shiv Sena, Sindhi faction, JDS and other constituent parties of NDA are expected to attend the meeting. Ahead of the swearing-in ceremony of Narendra Modi as the Prime Minister of India for the third consecutive term, senior officers including Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju, Prasar Bharati CEO Gaurav Dwivedi, Akashwani DG Moshmi Chakraborty and Doordarshan DG Kanchan Prasad, among others, today reviewed the setup for coverage at the Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas President Chirag Paswan has rejected reports of him, along with other BJP allies, being approached by opposition leaders. He, however, alleged that the opposition might be making such attempts as ideology does not matter to them. He expressed his full support to Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Mr. Paswan said the NDA has got the mandate to make Mr. Modi a third time Prime Minister and no ally can disrespect it. The JDU today said it has not put any condition with regard to cabinet berths in the new NDA government. Talking to Akashwani News, party spokesperson KC Tyagi said BJP President JP Nadda and Union Minister Rajnath Singh have been given the responsibility to talk to NDA alliance partners with regard to cabinet formation and meetings are taking place in this regard. IMDIA block leaders held multiple meetings in the national capital today. Trinamool Congress National General Secretary and MP Abhishek Banerjee and party leader Derek O'Brien met Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav at his residence in New Delhi. Aam Aadmi Party leader and Rajya Sabha MP Raghav Chadha held a meeting with Shiv Sena UBT leader Sanjay Raut. The Union Health Ministry held a review meeting today with states and union territories on preparedness on heat wave and measures to prevent hospital fires during the summer months. The meeting, held virtually by Directorate General of Health Services Dr. Atul Goyal, also discussed fire and electrical safety measures adopted by various healthcare facilities across the country. During the meeting, it was informed that the high-level officials of all states and union territories are monitoring the situation stringently. They have established an emergency response plan with standard operating procedures for evacuating patients, staff and visitors in the untoward event of a fire. The Supreme Court has directed the Himachal Pradesh government to release 137 cusecs of surplus water available with it for Delhi, which is facing water shortage. A vacation bench of Justices P.K. Mishra and K.V. Vishwanathan said the Himachal Pradesh government has no objection and is willing to release the surplus water available with it. The Apex Court directed the Haryana government to facilitate the flow of surplus water released by Himachal Pradesh so that it reaches the national capital. The top court made it clear that there should be no wastage of water by the Delhi government. The court has posted the matter for further hearing on Monday. In shooting, Sarabjot Singh has opened India's account at the ISSF World Cup at Munich in Germany with a gold medal in the men's 10-meter air pistol event. The 22-year-old Indian defeated Pu Shuihang of China by 0.2 points in the 8-man final. Germany's Robin Walter won the bronze medal in the event. In badminton, ace Sattler Lakshya Sen has advanced to the men's singles quarterfinals of the Indonesia Open in Jakarta. The Indian player defeated Japan's Kenta Nishimoto in straight games 21-9, 21-15 today. In football, veteran player Sunil Chhetri will lead the Indian team for the last time in the crucial FIFA World Cup 2026 qualifier against Kuwait in Kolkata this evening. And with that, we end this news bulletin.